Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, been a busy spring for you, I know. Tell us what all has been going on.
Yes, we've absolutely had a busy spring so far. We're in the process right now of assisting the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture with planning for a three-day beef immersion event with influential science teachers and curriculum developers from across the country that will take place in Oklahoma. It's part of a national Beef Checkoff funded initiative. We recently hosted a national speaker at the Oklahoma Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. She spoke on the importance of providing nutritional needs in early childhood, and of course, beef was a featured protein as part of the discussion. Staff also attended a strategy meeting with the U.S. Meat Export Federation as they start working on strategic planning for U.S. beef market development in 2023. We're already thinking ahead. We also have a booth coming up, the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon Expo, which will be a wonderful opportunity to promote beef and its nutritional benefits with thousands of attendees at the event.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff's working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, Oklahoma State University's Ag Research and Extension is going to host the Chickasha Wheat Field Day coming up on April the 29th. That'll be to inform regional wheat producers about the latest wheat varieties for their region of Oklahoma and, of course, provide continuing education credits. I tend to tailor what I talk about to the region in which the event's being hosted. That's coming from Brett Carver. He's the region's professor in the OSU Department of Plant and Soil Sciences. He says it's all about the adaptation to that region that we're teaching in and researching in. Just something to notice, they're also going to have the Tipton Field Day that week. That one's going to be on April the 26th in Tipton. Carver's going to share information about OSU's latest wheat research and the traits of wheat varieties in the region. Soil types and weather conditions do vary across the state, and a wheat disease may impact one region of the state a little bit more than the other. There's going to be 10 to 15 diseases in Oklahoma that can attack wheat each year, but of course, they don't all attack in the same place or in the same way. So for this reason, OSU adapts different wheat breeds to different Oklahoma regions, such as the OSU variety Uncharted that has been adapted to soil and weather conditions in central Oklahoma, but not western Oklahoma. They've got some great speakers lined up as well. Amanda Silva will be talking about the characteristics of different wheat varieties, such as drought, cold, or disease resistance. As we mentioned, Dr. Brett Carver is going to cover how wheat breeding works and what new varieties his team are working on right now. Brian Whitaker is going to talk about rural broadband availability, and they'll also have some other speakers lined up as well. One other item of note, if you can't make it out to the Tipton Field Day on April the 26th or the Chickasha Field Day on the 29th, we've got the Lahoma Field Day. That one's coming up in Lahoma on May the 13th. Well, we have some exciting news here at the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Our sister company, the Rural Oklahoma Networks, a subsidiary of Hillary Media Group, has acquired the rights for radio news and weather content from Griffin Communications at its top-rated television stations, Oklahoma's own News 9 in Oklahoma City and News on 6 in Tulsa. The acquisition grants the Rural Oklahoma Network's news team to access audio news and weather reports from the News 9 and the News on 6 teams for broadcast on radio stations just like the one you're listening to across rural Oklahoma. Hillary Media Group is eager for the opportunity to couple the world-class reporting of our own Rural Oklahoma Network's news team with the excellent news and weather coverage from Griffin Communications. That's coming from Dustin Hillary, managing partner of Hillary Media Group. The news and weather content will, of course, join Ron Hayes and I, and operations director Dave Lanning, in providing Rural Oklahoma radio stations the very best radio products for weather, agriculture, energy, and legislative news. Rural Oklahoma Networks is expected to begin integrating the new content coming up on May the 2nd, 2022. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a local Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I spend each day, no matter the weather, taking care of our cows. Nothing makes us happier than spending time with our cows, except for maybe a bowl of ice cream at the end of the day. We take pride in knowing our milk is the best because it comes from the best cared for cows. Learn about dairy farm families like mine at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.